How do you balance it all, working with kids and work and trying to keep the house clean? I came across this article in The Every Girl, and it was written by Jacqueline DeMarco. And joining us, it's Jacqueline, because she's got hacks to keep your house clean when you're living in chaos, and it's everything I need right now. Jacqueline, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
So lay it out for us. What do you do? Give us these hacks to make your life easier when your house is a mess. Because I feel like when my house is a mess, my mind is all disheveled, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jacqueline, when I hear hacks, I think to myself that this is going to save me time and effort, and I'll be able to do other more wonderful things with my life.
Well, I think Anna nailed it on the head. The point of these hacks is kind of to take away thinking about it too much. And so the hacks that I highlighted in this article are all designed to make it to where staying on top of things becomes kind of part of your routine and running in the background so you don't have to devote that important mind space to cleaning. That's why I talk about a lot of things like the touch it once principle and the 2-minute rule that really make it effortless to kind of stay on top of things and, you know, save you time.
That was a big tease, Jacqueline. What are those things?
I was going to say, does that mean I clean something and then I only touch it once again for the rest of time and it never gets dirty?
If only. But no, the concept of touch it once is when something comes across your path that you have to deal with, you don't touch it and then go back to it. So with cleaning, if there's something that I can do and just touch it once, I don't go back to it. So for example, you get a pile of mail. You don't leave it on the counter and let clutter pile up. So as soon as I get the mail, I sort it, I open it, I hop over to the computer, I pay the bills. And usually it's all done in 5 or 10 minutes. And now your brain is just free and relaxed and you don't have to think about these things. And then you also don't have clutter on the counter. So now when you go to clean the kitchen counter, you're not like, oh shoot, I have to do X, Y, Z before I can actually wipe it down.
You know, it's funny you bring that one up. The touch it once principle is one that I'm really struggling with, and I don't know why. Because I'll start cleaning something in one room, and then I'll look over, and I'll get distracted by a mess or something in a different room, and I'll go to that one, and then I'm like, wait a minute, why didn't I finish unloading the dishwasher?
Same thing. My life is chaos. I'm surrounded by piles of things that I started on, or said I'm coming back to, or said I'll deal with that when I'm ready. Okay, what else?
Another one that's kind of in a similar vein is the 2-minute rule. So if you come across a cleaning task that's going to take less than 2 minutes, you just do it. You see a mess on the bathroom sink is covered in toothpaste, you just wipe it down and move on versus letting it all pile up and accumulate. And again, it just saves you so much more time to nip things in the bud.
Okay, next.
Yeah, another one is just kind of creating systems and not just leaving cleaning up to chance or like haphazardness. So for example, every single morning, I know I'm going to stand up and make a cup of tea, right? And that takes some time because you have to wait for the kettle to boil and then you pour the water and you have to wait for it to brew. And in the past, I probably would have just sat down on the couch and pulled out my phone. But now that I'm on such a time crunch with a new baby, I thought, well, how can I use that 10 minutes to my advantage? And my laundry room is right next to my kitchen. So now every single morning I run and start a load of laundry. And then I know the chaos is already starting to be quelled. And then you keep up on things and it just doesn't pile up, because the last thing you want to do is wake up on Saturday morning and realize you have a whole week's of chores left over.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, Jacqueline is crazy organized in the way that we dream of. Like, I mean, you were thinking about this stuff 6 months before you were putting it into place.
But also, it's common sense.
No, it is.
And
but
it's
we
things
ignore
that
it.
We should just do. That makes complete sense. All these things. Jacqueline DeMarco, she's a writer. You can find her online at her website, jacquelinedemarco.com. Jacqueline, I mean it. I'm going to do these things. I'm going to put these into action at my house.
Okay, good luck.
Okay, well, I hope they work out for you guys. I hope it makes things just a little bit less chaotic in what always feels like a chaotic time.